Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet. Toes. Come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
So what do you do for Bergman's birthday? Do you celebrate on the air? Do you like to observe privately? Like, how do you...
Had not even...
My religious beliefs?
Had not even thought of how to... It is National Corporate Greg Day.
Yeah.
Had not good. Even like considered how to celebrate this.
Respect Greg for showing up, because I hate those people who are like, oh, it's my birthday month. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Or it's my birthday. I have to take today off.
Although birthday month is a common thing.
That's stupid.
Like, Juan asked for a birthday month.
He's too old.
Maybe a weekend we can stretch it out. I don't even want anybody to know when my birthday is.
You're a guy over 21, no birthday month, no this. Go to work, show up, and be responsible.
Andy, what are you going to do for Greg today?
Yeah.
Got anything planned?
I made his life easy by taking the place of John Ireland.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, Ireland's the one that didn't give him a gift at all.
No, that
I helped out Bergman on his birthday.
Right.
Ireland gave him a gift. He didn't show up. There it is. You don't have to worry about it. There you go.
So the one thing I was listening to earlier that you were talking about, and I think is just a load of crap, is J-Lo and the Virgos.
The astrological signs.
Yeah.
That's
Which part of that is a load of crap?
Astrological signs.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's your sign?
I believe I fall into the Aries category, but I don't think it means anything.
Oh, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yep.
You actually believe
in
horoscopes.
I'm a Leo. I'm amazing. Yeah, Leos are
awesome. Andy, do you believe in this stuff?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
not a bit.
What's your birthday, Miss?
March 23rd.
Oh, 323. That's
yeah,
right. That's
323. Yeah.
All right, so let's see what.
Thanks. Tell everybody.
Let's see what an Aries.
323.
So let me tell me if you are any of these things that are according to the astrological sign. Are you action oriented?
Yes.
Okay. Are you passionate?
Yes.
Are you bold?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're three Determined. For three so
Yeah, but
far.
I mean, these are such generic
Are you a
things.
Risk taker?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have high energy and initiate quick actions?
Yes.
Confident. Determined.
Yes.
Spontaneous and courageous.
Right, all these. See, everybody is all these things.
Are you impulsive?
I am impulsive.
Okay.
This is like the way, by the way, a medium works. Because if you've ever listened to mediums in the way they tell the future, you know, they learn about these people that they just met. They ask very broad, blank questions that no matter what your answer is, you can spin it to wherever you want it to be.
No. This is true about Maestro. Do you push people away from your circle? Yeah, you cut people off quick, don't act like
No,
you
I, yeah, I you do. Oh, spoken like somebody who's been cut off.
They react too quickly to everything.
Yeah, that's probably me.
Yeah,
that's probably me.
Converting
yeah,
you,
but I mean, all this, everything little is turned into a quarrelsome situation.
Well, Mace, you may need to reconsider.
And they need an intervention with it.
Yeah.
The intervention is the meeting with Amanda.
Oh, yes.
That's the intervention.
Or the lawyers.
Yes.
But I think those mediums are ridiculous.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, I mean,
let's be real. So
what's the old one is named John something, and then the new one is like this kid named Tyler something. Do you know who this is?
What are you talking about? The old
mediums. The John Edwards was the guy that was like, I'm getting an older man or a woman, someone that just keep it all open-ended. I'm getting a Ted, an E, I'm getting an A.
If the getting a vowel. I'm feeling a vowel.
Is there a vowel?
And there's a guy I know, AJ Barrera.
Yeah.
This guy's, I've been in the room where he's done it. We did it on an old radio bit. This guy, I was like, I'm so skeptical about the mediums, this and that. Like, yeah. Then the way he got involved, like, ooh,
if the medium were real. Why are they all in that little dilapidated corner thing on the
right.
side of the
freeway? Like, he's on Instagram.
Why is that one across the street next to the car wash that has been there forever? It's like the last holdout. I will not sell my property. I must do readings every day.
Yeah. If you've ever seen the movie Nightmare Alley, with Bradley
it's
Cooper.
Such a great movie.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
He plays one of these fake mediums.
Yep.
And they show how there's often a plant there, and they set up these coded words, and they it's all a big act. Like, and you learn different ways because the people who you are scamming, they're not in on it, but you learn how to just steer what they're saying to where you eventually want it to go.
Don't tell J-Lo.
J-Lo.
She got rid of the Virgos. No more Virgo dancers.
Yeah, got rid of the Virgos.
Hey, here, last one here, Mace.
Yep.
Aries are attractive because they have big, genuine smiles, which light up their face when they see people they love.
I do have a good smile.
So why did she get rid of the dancers, the Virgos?
They're too practical. You don't like it.
They're detail oriented. They were kind of the opposite of free
judgy.
Spirits.
So they're judgy?
They're disciplined. They're regimented. They're not just kind of going with the
flow.
Were
these her background dancers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she saw Ben Affleck looking at one of them.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's probably what it
not
was.
Ben.
Nah, J-Lo's all right. She ain't worried about that anymore. I got plenty of stories.
I think they'll be together forever.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
I do.
They've run out of people?
No, kind of. But no, if you get married for a second time, I think you realize, oh, I screwed all this stuff up in between, and now I'm going to go back to where I feel safe and comfortable and happy and in love.
Okay. They weren't married, were they?
But this is...
Were they?
No,
they
weren't married.
This is their second relationship with each other.
Yeah, second relationship.
But they've also been through multiple relationships. In Ben Affleck's case, I believe multiple marriages.
In different decades,
along
too.
The way.
They're
so
different ages.
One could happen to anybody, go a second time. But once you're through that third and fourth time, I feel like I'm going to take
She's
the
She's been
under.
Married multiple times. He's been married multiple times.
They've
just
taken
the under. I just believe they've never been
married until now.
Right.
No. Yeah, I think they're going to make it. I think they're going to make it.
You just believe in love.
I believe in love. Yeah. Exactly. I believe in love.
Aries is also scared of being alone.
I'm not an Aries, and I love being alone. So maybe that's the way it goes.
Mason, scared of being alone.
Not scared of being alone.
Scared of ending
not
up alone.
Scared of being
and
alone.
And not being recognized by people.
Oh, that is made up. That is made up.
How long?
No, actually, it's there. It's right there. Not being recognized by people easily.
So I'll tell you a really funny story.
I believe
story.
In the Zodiac now.
Tell you a funny story. So I went to a personal trainer this week for the first time in, I don't know, forever.
What sort
ever.
Of exercise?
Resistance training, okay. Weights, et cetera.
Did he recognize you immediately?
No, this is what I... This is what... I both love this guy and hate this guy, this trainer. His name is Trinidad. Seems like a really cool guy. Has no idea who I am. And I'm like, well, that's kind of a relief. I don't have to talk about the Dodgers. I don't have to talk about I don't have to do any of the normal shit. But part of me says, how do you not know who I am? What? How do you not know me? He is clueless. We have nothing in common whatsoever.
Did you try to let him know without letting him know?
Did not.
Does he like sports?
Yeah. What's that?
Does he like sports?
Yeah, he loves sports. He loves soccer and UFC.
Yeah, exactly what you talk about all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Your wheelhouse here on 710.
My wheelhouse.
Yeah. Now, you'd be Brazilian. So mad if he was a massive Rams fan,
and
massive
had no
Dodger
idea who
fan.
I was.
What if he's a Sedano fan? Would you be mad about that?
No, I love Sedano.
No, but what if Trinidad knew who Sedano was?
If he knew Sedano and not you.
Yeah, that would bother me. That would bother me. But I think Trinidad's oblivious to anything we're doing.
Brazilian?
Here. I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So why are you going to the gym?
Because I just thought it was time. I'll tell you what, I'm so friggin' sore right now.
What's the goal? Is it to lose weight? Is it to get stronger? Is it to feel better?
Cut weight, okay. Feel better. Yeah.
Well, it's the diet. We told you that.
Yeah.
I am.
But here's the thing.
They bring donuts in today. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Attaboy.
Not
job.
Doing it.
Good
Once
job.
You
doing
get
it.
Past a certain point that both you and I are past.
Yes.
You can exercise till you're blue in the face. It doesn't make a huge difference. You got to stop eating, basically.
Did you cut out the late night cookie deliveries?
Cut out cookies, cut out peanut butter cups,
good.
Cut out donuts.
That's huge right there. You're that's 10 pounds.
You don't drink.
Do not drink.
Right. That's a big one.
That's a bonus too. Yeah. That's where cannabis is better than alcohol.
Not
you
for
drink
me.
Calories.
Not for me.
I know, but you're drinking calories.
You are drinking calories, but once you get to that spot, it's like, okay, everything looks good, include just box of crackers, I'll eat the whole thing. Bag of cookies
after you drink?
No, after you have an edible.
Oh, after you have an edible. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
that
but
is
at
totally
least the
thing.
Edible has fewer calories than the booze. Like, if you're eventually going to go eating there anyway.
But no, when I drink, I don't get ravenous like that.
Hey, it passes
a lot
out.
Of people
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
No, that's not the joke.
So, I was a...
How much you got to lose, Mace? No, 15?
10. Oh, I've gone 215 to 205.
Your
if I get 205 to 195, I'll be happy.
Yeah, you're 195 too skinny.
185, you'd look like you'd not.
195. 195.
You'd still be pretty
thin. Yeah. I'm not. It's not like I'm Christian Bale in The Machinist.
I
mean,
I don't.
Pato doesn't get the movie jokes. Did you see the movie?
I know that Christian Bale starved himself to death.
Oh my God,
it
was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's sickly.
It's honestly, I always think about that. Whatever happened to acting? Why do you need to lose that much weight? Supposedly, De Niro gained all that weight for Raging Bull.
Right.
And never fully lost it. Like, never was able to get rid of it.
Didn't he put on like 60 pounds?
Oh yeah,
he put on
60 pounds solid.
By the way, the movie that De Niro does not get enough credit for gaining weight for, and I don't even think it was intentional, was Copland. Remember, like, Stallone, there was so much publicity about Stallone putting on weight, you know, because Stallone was typically so muscular. Then I see De Niro sharing scenes, and I'm like, nobody's noticing how much De Niro's
Everybody got fattened up for that one.
No one ever had to ask me to put on weight. It was just like, hey, Trav, you didn't chill out a little bit. This is not a good look.
Tell him it's for a role.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to play, I don't know, John Candy in the
Chris Farley. Here
Chris
we go.
Uncle Buck remake.
So I heard Beto trying to teach you how you're Travis Rogers and you should be able to get anything you want for free.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
I don't either. And Beto had the same conversation with me at the LAFC game. I've got no idea. I'm making no progress whatsoever to getting free stuff.
No, you're not. Mason, oh my, if I was you think I could get stuff with being you? Look, I get stuff and I'm like D-. Right? And I don't even have a full-time job, and I'm getting stuff. If I was Steve Mason, oh my
god.
Have
you ever tried to leverage that?
No.
Neither have I.
I would love to.
I would. So
like,
would
there's
I.
no, there's no, like, official Steve Mason dispensary. It's like,
it
there's an opportunity.
Absolutely. I told you this.
If Irva Markets wants to jump on board, hey.
Look, there is nothing.
It's work, though. It's work being an influencer like that.
But when it happens, it's always wonderful.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But it happens through good luck more than anything.
Because you go home and you're a hermit and you don't want to talk to anybody. So I understand that for you.
Is that right? Do you go home and you're a hermit?
I wouldn't. Hermit, maybe a stop past my stop. I go home. I usually stay home.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
so you don't want to mix and mingle with people out in the world?
I go out to dinner and go to restaurants. I'll go grab a drink and go
with
watch a ball game somewhere.
Not with anybody else.
With my wife and my friends. I'll go have a couple
so
of beers with my
you're
guys.
Not, technically, that doesn't it's make like, you a hermit.
No, I don't
he
think
He goes
so.
Because his wife told him, I set this up.
Is that the way it works?
No. I have a group
Does Susan
of friends.
Set up all the dinners?
Yes.
No.
He sets up the golf.
No, I set up the golf. I set up. I have a group of four or five friends that I see fairly regularly. And we'll go have some beers, play a little golf. We'll go watch a game here or there.
But, and he's home by five.
And then I look, nine.
Home by
nine.
When I used to do, when I used to do post-game Lakers with Travis, and we would be done, and we'd go out to the LA Live Plaza.
Yep.
You know, it's like 11 at night, and there'd be people mingling about. There would
Up
be
to
this,
no good.
There would be this look of disgust on Travis's face at these people out and about at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Don't you have jobs?
Doesn't anybody have to go to work the next day? I mean, it's 11 o'clock on a Wednesday. For
Except sometimes it would be, you know, like a central time game. So it'd be 9 o'clock.
But it's still Wednesday. It's still
love those East Coast games.
I have my spots. I have my people.
Yeah.
And I'm
good.
100% good.
I'm not worried about it.
Which is good.
I'm not worried about it.
But Mason's
we had a
famous.
Nice taco outing last week or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
we went
I go
to
out and do things.
Usados.
Usados, yeah.
At the Dodger game, right?
Yeah, on our way to the Dodger game.
On our way to LAFC.
Oh, on our way to LAFC.
Oh, you went to the one
right
by Dodger Stadium.
We went out of the way to go to Usados.
That's good. You could take your own cooler there, too.
That's what you told me. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. No, I'm not a hermit. I think you and I are a little similar. That we've got our routines.
Yep,
and we like them.
I'm
no, but
very
Mace is in the crowd. He's in the city. He's with the people. You no.
What do you mean no?
No, Mace goes to games.
Like
I go to games. That's not
no.
true.
Yeah, Travis
that's
goes
not,
to all the Rams games. But
He's
you're
working.
In the press box.
He's working.
I've been to Dodger games this year.
Yeah, Travis goes to Dodger games.
I've been to
Dodger
games.
I'm sorry then. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How dare you, Beto?
Hey, hey, the way I learned today.
Migallo.
Migallo.
Can I tell you something?
Finally, you said it.
No. I've been waiting for you to call me that all day. I've
been
waiting
been today.
All day. What do we mean I haven't been Migallo today?
You need to step it up a little. So Migallo.
Yes.
So Joey Gallo shows up, right? Mm-hmm. But in Spanish, Migallo, it's your rooster, right? So if you go to a cockfight, you're like, that's my guy. That's Migallo, right? Like, that's my right there. That's my guy.
I just want you all to stop for a minute and picture me at a cockfight.
Yeah.
Tamale!
So, but that's where it comes from. So you say Migallo.
Migallo.
Gallo.
Gallo.
Yeah.
Migallo.
So when Gallo got called up on you know, Dodgers Spanish Twitter. It was like, oh, it's Migallo, Migallo. So I told Travis about this. I'm like, dude, Travis, you ever just want to drop it on Sliwa one day and have him really confused? Just drop, oh, Gallo? That's Migallo right there. So he, I was waiting for you to say something.
I was waiting for you to do it.
Yeah, but you haven't been Gallo quality today. You've been there, but you haven't been my guy.
What's missing?
Well, first of all, you called my tia's comrades.
I did.
Wait a minute.
But
I sent a tweet saying.
I did. So it's
my comrades.
No, hold on. I'm reading this tweet, right?
Yes.
And I see I see the word comadre,
yes.
Right? But I read it as
comrades.
Comrades.
Yes.
It wasn't that I read it wrong.
It wasn't like Cold War.
No. It wasn't Ask Brezhnev. It wasn't that.
Brezhnev.
It wasn't that.
Which, by the way, would be a great feature one day. Ask Brezhnev.
All
would
about
be
eyebrows.
Awesome.
That's all it is.
That's a great like parody website or like a parody account, something like that. Just like a fake advice column. From Brezhnev.
Yes.
Just ask Brezhnev.
Well, we've got our script, our spec script.
We do.
Yeah.
Did you hear the movie?
No,
Andy
no.
And
what is it?
Together?
What is it?
Were you ever a Super Friends fan as a
yeah,
kid?
Yeah, yeah. Wonder Twins Unite.
Right.
Yeah.
So Wonder Twins, do you remember the name of their monkey, Gleek?
Yeah, yeah, Gleek, right.
So,
right.
Gleek, so Andy and I are kind of going to have a DC movie that takes
a dark turn.
Because
the Wonder Twins have been
turn.
Overlooked throughout yes. all this DC universe
True.
Expansion.
So I remember it as being a very cheesy cartoon.
Very.
Yeah.
Super campy and yep. cheesy, but we're going to make it dark and weird, and we're going to open with Gleek's funeral. That's our opening
oh,
shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
and
that's
nobody
that's our movie.
Other than Aquaman, who really doesn't count anyway, none of the superheroes show up for Gleek's funeral, and that's the thing that puts Xan and Jaina over the edge.
Oh,
see,
I like it.
They can't right? take it anymore.
I like
so let's,
it.
Let's keep our good ideas to ourselves, Andy.
We should.
We've got that, and we've got our Ask Brezhnev advice call.
Ask Brezhnev.
Andy is
I
in
read.
For John. Super Crosstalk nah. is over.
Yeah,
Mason
yeah.
and
Thank
I.
Thank you. I don't know what you guys were just talking about.
Right. Migallo!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Here, take some Cheez-Its.
Who's out there, Jorge? What button did you push?
Here, take some Cheez-Its.
Here, take some Cheez-Its. That's what that flight attendant said to me on that flight back from Costa Rica. Andy Kamenetsky's in today. Andy, what's going on, man?
Oh, I'll get the whipped cream out.
Just random Ireland.
I just need more of these drops.
Oh, yeah. Ireland gave us a lot of drops this week. So, Bergman, you claim that if you... So, Jorge, thank you
what
very
I
much.
Claim?
Brought, two dozen donuts in today? Okay. So, Bergman, you said we should set a donut in front of me.
Correct.
And you think eventually I will break down and eat it.
Yes. If you're not allowed to move it, you can only eat it or it has to sit there.
Bring it on.
All right. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah, bring
let's see what
it
you can do.
On. You set that donut right there. I am telling. Here's the thing. So I'm working out. I'm so friggin' sore right now. I'm like barely even walking for all intents and purposes. And I got the big game on Saturday, USC versus Rice. Are you going to the game?
Hold on. I got something else for Greg. Carlo, can you help me out here, please? We got something else for Greg.
Oh,
here.
What is this?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Happy birthday. Oh, look at that. Thank you, guys.
What is that?
I
don't know yet.
No, guys.
Oh, Jorge got me. Thank you, Jorge.
What was it?
Oh, Lagavulin. Hell
yeah.
This is, Jorge.
Was it a bottle of Jägermeister?
No. This is a bottle of Lagavulin.
It's smoky. It's peaty.
Smoky.
It's
smoky.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's fantastic.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks, Jorge. This is amazing.
Andy, what did you get, Greg?
my presence.
He said hi. He said happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, Carlos Saisu got married here. He's our marketing, and I've got a really, I'm going to put him on the spot, Andy, right now with a key question. Carlo, come on in. Just come on in. Come on in. You're loud in here. Carlo runs all our social media. He had a gigantic wedding this past Saturday. My understanding is there was a 7-course meal, which is fairly unprecedented, I think.
I actually, 8 courses. Carlo clarified in between shows, 8 courses.
Carlo, 8 courses.
8 courses.
What possessed you to make it this big?
I mean, you only get married once, hopefully.
Yeah, right?
YOMO, right?
For love.
For love.
For love, exactly. For love.
I don't know, man. 8 courses, this sounds like
so
at
like
least...
what? Is like one of the courses like one of them things I see on the Top Chef, like an amuse-bouche?
No, not even an amuse-bouche.
Really?
It was... A sorbet in between?
Like I was hearing some people were full 2 courses in already into it.
Wow.
I mean, that's just
quarter. She gave them their money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
did you
give people like a heads up, hey, pace yourself. There's 8 courses. Because you don't want to just spring 8 courses on people.
Now, we told them, hey, come hungry. Some people were actually also getting full from the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, really?
They had the fried dumplings.
Eight courses and hors d'oeuvres?
And hors d'oeuvres.
Wow, that's crazy.
And what? I mean, a lot of people took advantage of the bar.
Sure.
They said the alcohol was flowing. There were bottles already waiting for people before they got seated. And,
nice. What's your wife's name?
Pamela.
All right, so here's the question. You ready? I'm going to put you dead cold on the spot. Let's Andy knows what's coming.
Here we go.
Ireland sent you a wedding gift.
Yes.
I sent you a wedding gift.
Yes.
Who sent the larger wedding gift? Who sent the
by larger, he means more expensive.
Wedding gift, yes.
You know, the whole ESPN crew sent me a great gift. I mean, it was a real team effort.
Come on, Carlo.
I
do it.
I really applaud that
team
effort.
Do it, Carlo. Do it.
Thanks a lot.
Do it.
To Team ESPN.
Well, do it live.
Do it. Do it, Carlo.
Whose gift had more courses, Carlo?
Let's just say John's was heavier. I wouldn't say it was the most. I'll just say it was a little heavier.
What the hell does that mean?
I'll get the whipped cream out.
Ireland's was heavier. What does that mean?
He gave you
a physical thing?
Was the envelope
popping
heavier?
Bottles.
The envelope was a little bit more full. I wouldn't say what kind of denominations.
Here, take some Cheez-Its.
But, you know what? I'm just thankful for everybody to be there, you know?
I don't know. I'm very disappointed. I will owe you the difference.
No.
If Ireland gave more than me, I will owe you the difference.
Okay. Again, your presence in spirit is all the present I need.
This so pisses me off. Are you just saying it to say it?
No.
You asked for the truth. I'm asking you the truth.
I keep it 100 with you every time, Ace.
All right.
All the time.
This is very disappointing.
Like, what was the thickness of John's envelope, if you had to guesstimate it, and versus the thickness of Steve's envelope?
Let's see.
Like, was one a gangster roll?
Yeah.
Let's go from, like, encyclopedia would be, like, John to, what's your favorite book, Mace? The Alchemist?
The Alchemist.
And how...
The Alchemist is a very short book.
Exactly.
It's a very short book. Oh, wow. All right. Sorry I got outbid there, Carlo. But I hear the wedding was fantastic. I hear it went great. Pamela looked beautiful in all the photos I saw on Instagram. So congratulations to you, and I owe you the difference.
The only thing missing was you there?
Yeah. Sorry, man. Flying back that
night.
The
only thing was missing was Mace and the difference between Mace's gift and Ireland's gift.
Correct. Yeah, the difference between. I normally don't get outbid. That really bums me out. Ireland and I never coordinate our cash gifts.
You know what this is going to lead to?
What?
Stress eating.
Oh, yeah.
Stress eating of the donuts.
Bring on the donuts.
That's right.
Here we go.
Carlo, congratulations, man.
Thanks, Steve.
There is Carlo Saisu. Anytime you see stuff on social media from us, you know, posts on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, chances are Carlo had something to do with those or did those himself. All right, so Bergman is in here with a
donut, a glazed donut. You're going to set it in, right in front of that spot. Well, it's not going to stay on my keyboard, but yeah. And I promise you, I will not touch that.
You will not touch it. You cannot throw it away.
I will not throw it away. I will not touch it. I am known for my willpower.
You are allowed to eat it.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat
it. John's not here. You can eat it.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Look, I am committed. I am 100% committed.
You said you were sore. You know, sugar takes the soreness away.
Sugar takes the soreness away.
No matter how much Steve you feel like eating your feelings over the gift that Ireland sent versus yours, there's going to be no temptation to eat those feelings.
This so pisses me off.
Even though eating your feelings is usually the way to settle anything.
Yes, it is. I've certainly settled my fair share that way. All right. Andy, have you signed up for our Cover 5 app yet?
Not yet. Tell me more.
Okay. So go to the App Store. Everybody right now. Go to the App Store and search for the Cover 5 app. If you have it, you fill out all the information, you do all that, you get a chance to win $100 from us every single week. What you got to do is download the Cover 5 app, use code MI22, and you will be in our show league with me in Ireland and Jorge and Bergman, and you can start having fun all year long. For details, go to cover5.com or just go to the App Store and download the Cover 5 app, and we will all be playing next week.
Just got a great tweet from Tim from the OC. If you guys have been to an Asian wedding, having 8 courses is normal. White people weddings starve.
Is that true? That is Carlos.
By the way, that's in the Mason and Ireland community that got put out.
What do you mean?
We have a community. We have a Mason and Ireland community that Kyle Downey put together, and it's there. And so that was
Kyle
actually
Downey. Kyle Downey's a great guy on Twitter.
Yes,
so he put together a community for us, like the one they have in the afternoons and in the mornings.
In the Shadano and Cappy show, yes. And Travis and Sliwa have one also. So now every show has their own community. So there is a Mason and Ireland community.
Is this what we're doing? Now, what do I do in the community? I'm not even in the community.
You're the mayor.
You can join the community, and if you join the community, it's a place for everybody to talk about the show during the show, and it doesn't go out to all everywhere else. It is strictly within the show.
So inside the show. Okay, I'm going to sign up.
So thanks, Kyle.
For the community, and Kyle
Tim
Downey is a great
Crypto
listener.
Ray and
he is.
By the way, Dodgers and Mets are playing on getaway day at Citi Field. Clayton Kershaw is back from injury, and he's getting the start. Dodgers failed to score in the top of the first. Clayton Kershaw on the mound in the bottom of the first with one away and the bases clean.
Also, thanks to Alex, our security guard downstairs. He's part of the community. He helped me get the bottle for Greg.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate Alex is a great guy.
Thanks,
he follows the, follows the shows all the time. Coming up next for you, Ryan Abraham, USCfootball.com, will join us. Preview of Saturday's Lincoln Riley opener at the Coliseum against Rice, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Lincoln Riley and the Trojans make their debut on Saturday at the Coliseum against the Rice Owls. And when we need USC football, and we've not seen this team play. I'm excited. Caleb Williams, Jordan Addison, Mario Williams, and Lincoln Riley now at head coach. But when we need info, we go to Ryan Abraham, USCfootball.com. Ryan, what's going on, man?
Not too much, Mace. I can't believe we got college football in a couple of days. It's been a long off season, but we're ready. Ready for the Coliseum on Saturday.
All right, so I'm anticipating this is going to be like 59-10. Am I right?
I think so. You know, Rice was a 4-8 team last year, but certainly they got a bunch of guys coming back from injury. But USC changed everything. It's just really hard to kind of analyze what this team's going to be like when you have a whole new coaching staff. The roster was completely turned over. They had the number one transfer class in the country coming in. So they've changed so much on this team and just the culture around it, not just the pieces that you brought into to Heritage Hall and John McKay Center. The whole culture has changed. I think that the attitude's different. There's a lot more accountability on the team. So I'm a lot more optimistic than I've been about this USC football team in a long time, Mace.
Hey, Ryan, it's great to talk to you, man. I haven't seen you in a while. Really looking forward to this season, too. It's interesting when you talk about that new culture, because two of the four captains this year are actually transfers. So, you know, it speaks to just how much is new right now. What are the things that have stood out to you most in terms of what was going on the last couple of years with Helton versus what you're seeing now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the word that comes up the most, and I mentioned already, is accountability. And, they named the four captains this week, and you have two veteran big guys that have been on the roster for a while, and then two transfers that have come in. And I think it kind of shows it's the makeup of this team, where it is a really good mix of players that have come in from other winning programs and players that were on this roster that really wanted to win. And I feel like, I mean, they got over 50 players that are gone from last year's roster from the kind of Helton culture. I think the guys that stayed really were buying in to what Lincoln Riley was selling, talking about why the practices are longer, why things are harder, why there's more meetings, because this is what you have to do to win in major college football. And they've seen what Lincoln Riley can do, and I think they've bought in. And the chemistry between these guys, I've asked a lot of the players and coaches about the chemistry, because it's kind of like NFL free agency, right? You're adding all these people from different places, but Lincoln Riley talked about it this week, and everyone I've talked to seems to, you know, think the chemistry is good, but no one on this roster has been either, they were either on another team or they were playing in another system. So it's new for everybody. And I think that's what's got a lot of the buy-in. It's like everyone knows they're coming in from the ground floor. It's not like you're jumping into a program that's established. It's new for everybody. So I think that's part of the thing they've been selling. And it's really been working for the players and coaches.
Jordan Addison transferred in from Pitt. Blitnikoff, trophy winner last year, best wide receiver in America. There was some scuttle early in camp that somehow he was not fitting in or they weren't finding a way to use him. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that was complete bunk.
It was complete bunk. Okay, good. Guys.
Nice.
Crazy. Like, yeah. You know, he's got NIL deals. I mean, they're working. I mean, he's going to be a featured player. You know, you won the Blitnikoff Award last year. You know, you're going to be having Caleb Williams throw the ball. They're both from the Washington, D.C., you know, Maryland, Virginia area, the DMV area. And they seem to get along really well. And you talk to anyone on this team, and all they do is mention – the first thing they mention about Jordan Addison is speed. He really has a lot of ability. I mean, they had a stud wide receiver last year in Drake London. I don't know if they're going to feed the ball to Jordan Addison as much as they did for Drake London, but he's going to get a lot of touches, you know, just like he did last year. And from, you know, from what we've seen, he's only been on campus a couple of months, but he's getting along with everybody. They're all joking around. That wide receiver room is probably the deepest group on this team. They have a lot of talent that they brought in from other places and also that was already on the team. And then you add a guy like Jordan Addison on top of that. But it hasn't seemed to upset everything. It seems like everyone's still getting along. But yeah, he's doing fine, Mates. I'm expecting big things from Addison this season.
For fans who haven't seen him play, how would you describe Caleb Williams as a quarterback?
I would go back and YouTube that Kansas game where Oklahoma didn't play all that well. And he just has this instinct to him, Andy, where, you know, he can take off and run. He has a great feel, I think, inside the pocket. He's got a strong arm. You know, he was a freshman last year and, you know, played in 8 games, a big comeback win against Texas. But that Kansas game where he handed the ball off and just sensed that the play was breaking down and there was Kansas defenders around the guy, had the wherewithal, and I don't know if I've ever seen this before, to just go into the breadbasket of the running back, take the ball away, and then go off and take off and run himself. He has great, you know, football IQ, great instincts. And, you know, as far as the system goes, he knows Lincoln Riley's system well. So I think that's – sometimes you bring in a transfer quarterback, it takes a little while for things to gel. I think he's going to hit the ground running. He was extremely happy to be named a captain this week. He, you know, because of COVID, he wasn't able to be a captain on his football team in high school, and then he wasn't the starter last year. So to be a captain, I think he's really relishing in that. And, yeah, I'm expecting big things from him, too.
All right, so I'm looking at this is the public money now in Vegas and where it's going. Alabama is the favorite to win the national championship, at least according to the public money. Ohio State, 2. Texas A&M, 3. USC, 4. 6% of all the money coming in on teams to make the college football playoff. USC at 22-1 is a lot of where the money is going. Is it at all realistic to suggest that they're going to go to Utah and win, that they're going to beat Notre Dame? Those look like the two really tough games in their schedule. What are the odds that we see an undefeated season?
Yeah, I don't think they're high, to be honest. I mean, this is, you know,
come on, Ryan. Come on, Ryan. Do it. Do it. Do it.
You just said Jordan Addison's fitting in great, man.
They got to play some defense, too. We got to talk to Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator, yesterday about that. He seemed to have a little nervous energy, but I think they're optimistic on that side. But I think it might take a year or two to get to that point. But the way we've seen Lincoln Riley be able to recruit the players they brought in, I mean, if they hit the transfer portal so hard last year, I don't think they want to do that every year. But they're going to be, you know, as talented as anyone that they play this year. I mean, they don't play Oregon. You know, they definitely have a better roster than Utah, but Utah's got an established team, and, you know, they're the team to beat. You got to beat Utah and Salt Lake City. The good thing is, though, they got rid of the divisions as far as the playoffs, I mean, as far as the championship game goes. So I feel like USC's got a great shot to be number two in the Pac-12 behind Utah and then get a second shot at them in Las Vegas in the Pac-12 championship game. But, I mean, this is a team that has the upside to go to a playoff, like you mentioned. There's money coming in on there. I don't think it's necessarily going to happen, but they have a better chance than a team like Oregon, I think a team like Utah, if everything kind of clicks and works together. We just haven't seen these guys play under Lincoln Riley's system except for in the spring game, and obviously that doesn't mean a whole lot. So I'm more optimistic, Mace, than I normally am going into a season.
Well, because Clay Helton's been there for the last few years, so there's definitely reason for optimism. Let's be honest. What's Stanford look like? Because we got Stanford week two. What do they look like?
Yeah, but real quick, the optimism has changed. Like, the whole offseason is so much different than it's been in years past. Like, there's more people are listening to the podcast and watching our shows and on the message boards just because they're excited. Stanford was bad last year. They were 3-9. David Shaw didn't make a single coaching change. I'm just one of those people that doesn't think Stanford's going to be all that good. They did beat USC last year, and they beat Oregon, but they were pretty terrible. I don't think a Lincoln Riley coach team is going to go into the farm and lay an egg against Stanford. I think that's not going to be one of the tough ones. Oregon State in, you know, week four, I think that could be tough because they haven't lost in Corvallis in a couple of years. But I think the Stanford game isn't going to be – I could be wrong, but I don't think it's going to be as tough. Don't tell Momo I said that.
Yeah, I will not tell her. Okay. I will not tell her.
Ryan, you're as plugged into the USC fan base as anybody out there. You hear from these guys, and you know how upsetting the last several years have been to that base. What do you think the expectations are, or like the baseline this year for a good season with all the hype heading in?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, you talk to different people. I mean, they were a 4-8 team last year, and as much change as they make, like if you went 8-4, that's still a huge turnaround. But I don't even think that would be enough to satisfy the, you know, kind of the average USC fan out there. Now, you know, maybe, but there's definitely some fans that are expecting what some of these odd makers are talking about. Hey, Caleb Williams, like third or fourth, and, you know, odds to win the Heisman. USC's got a chance to make the playoffs. But I think a lot of it depends on how they look. I think 9-3 is the target. I think that would be a really good turnaround season. But it depends on how they look. When Pete Carroll came in and they went 6-6 in that first year, it looked different. Just looked a lot different. There weren't blowout losses. USC's been getting blown out by Stanford and Oregon State and Utah. If you're losing some close games and there's just kind of like some, you know, whatever, you're fixing a few things around the program, I think you can see, okay, you're making progress. But if they're losing by, you know, 14 points to Oregon State, stuff like that, like that's probably not the sign that you're looking for, even if they have a good record. So you want that record, but you also want to look like you're on the right track. And if you lose a game, it's like something weird went wrong and something you can fix later.
And I think, by the way, style points are going to be important on Saturday. I think people are looking for a big crooked number from USC on Saturday at the Coliseum.
I think you're right. That's why they might cover it. It's a big spread, but they might cover it just because they want to go out and make, you know, they want to make a statement.
Yep.
And Lincoln Riley got all the hype for the last 8 or 9 months, but we haven't seen anything on the field. So they have a chance on Saturday to really make some sort of a statement, even though it's against Rice.
All right. Hey, Ryan, great talking to you as always. Don't forget USCfootball.com, all the content, all the podcasts, all that stuff. We appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to talking to you as we move through this undefeated season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Some of the best coverage out there, man. If you're an SC fan, you got to follow Ryan.
Really good. Why do I just think we should win?
Rice.
No. Why do I think we should be in the playoff right off the bat?
You're buying into the hype.
I am.
You're buying into the hype. And plus, if you're an SC football fan, and you and I both are, you're starved for this.
Oh, God.
And, you know,
I was so tired of defending Clay Helton. I defended Clay Helton for years.
So did you.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You want him to succeed because he's a genuinely good dude. And he's one of the rare college football coaches that actually feels like he genuinely cares about the athletes, cares about their well-being. But after a while, defending him became a chore.
Yeah.
And it became really clear. Like, even the year they won the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Fans never bought into
which was a great
Clay
Rose Bowl game,
it,
too.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was the
Penn State game.
I was
there. It was incredible.
You know, so the first part of the Clay Helton era, I was working for USC.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I was their network pregame guy, and I was like Ireland with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say anything negative about Clay Helton or USC because it would have been, I mean, granted, it's the pregame guy, but I would have been out.
No, I get it. I've done USC pregame myself. I wasn't working for the university, but I mean, all these teams that we work with, whatever, they have rabbit ears. I mean, they pay attention to what we are saying, so it always creates a certain amount of politics and things like that. But USC fans they're the opposite right now with Lincoln Riley. Like, they haven't even seen him coach a game for SC. They are all in.
Yep.
They are all in with Lincoln Riley, and that makes this so exciting, but it creates those expectations like you have of we're back in the playoff.
Back in the playoff. When I say back in the playoff, I mean in the playoff for the first time.
I don't even know if since the playoff thing began, has USC ever even been in it?
Not in it. So this is our first trip
to the
playoff.
Don't call it a comeback.
All right, coming up next for you, we will spin the wheel of questions plus major NBA trade today. We'll also keep you up to date on the Dodgers. I think Clayton Kershaw got out of the first inning.
He did. He walked in a run with the bases loaded, but it's 1-0. Runners on the corners right now in the top of the second.
Could have been worse.
Okay. Yeah, could have been worse. He did not look good to start. All right, so we'll keep you up to date on that. Also, big trade in the NBA. Does it have any impact on what the Lakers may be working on, may be doing? We'll get to all that stuff coming up. Andy Kamenetsky's in for John, 710 ESPN. All right. Well, sometimes I like to use a big word because I think I know. I think this is a very prescient question for you, Andy.
Prescient, yes.
What does that mean?
It means timely.
Yes.
Perfect. I believe.
Okay,
timely.
I got it right. All right. So, would you rather spend the rest of your life bald or with a mullet? Bald or with a mullet? Now, you already have option A.
I feel like the choice has been made for me.
You have number one.
But if you're saying if I had the option
to go to a mullet.
To go to a mullet, but I have to stay mulleted for the rest of my life.
Correct.
I'm taking this.
Are you really?
This is a way better look than a mullet. It's a far better look than a mullet. Like a true mullet. Like a 1984 headbanger mullet.
I grew up with a mullet.
Right. It was in 1984.
Everybody had mullets.
Right. Driving their Camaro.
Driving their Camaro or their Trans Am.
Trans Am.
And by the way, everybody in Toledo had a mullet. It wasn't just me. Everybody
of
had
course.
A mullet and still have mullets.
Well, no,
Toledo's still rocking the mullet.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about Toledo?
Greatest city on earth. Bergman, what about you? Bald or a mullet?
Oh, I'm going to go bald. You got to have the right head shape to be bald, too. Like, Andy has a good head shape, so it works for the baldness.
Have you imagined yourself?
I used to shave my head. Not as
Did
far
you,
down.
Really?
Yeah, I used to go, like, to not even an inch.
Went wow. Why?
Not bicked, but, like, all the way down. Because I was like, mid-20s, didn't care, didn't want to go to a barber. Just went. So yeah, I've done it before. I got a nice head. I'm gonna go bald.
All right, Hori.
I'm going to bald too.
You would look stupid bald.
No.
Yeah,
man.
You would look terrible. Have you ever been bald?
Oh yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, junior high, high school.
Am I the only one here who hasn't been bald? I think so.
I think you're too vain to take the risk.
Hey, do you guys remember the bangs? How they were bald with bangs? I used to rock that in junior high.
Did you?
High school? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
Yeah. Back. Woof, man. Back in the day.
I'm in my first real haircut in a long time. So I had I told Ireland this week, but I went to a guy for probably 10 years and always did a really good job, but it's a little bit out of my way. And so I decided, okay, I'm just going to go to try the barber up the street. And I went there once and I was like, I don't think I like that. Then I went to Floyd's. I was like, yeah, I don't think I like that. Then I went to a third. Finally, I called this guy, Sasha, who I saw for 10 years. He says, you got to save me. This hair is ridiculous. You got to save me. So
Base.
Yeah.
$10,000 mythical.
On?
Get a mullet.
I kind of have a mullet right now.
Shape it into a mullet. Just shape it.
I'm way ahead.
No, no, but you got to shape it into a mullet now.
Yeah.
What do you mean shape it?
Well, your barber or hairdresser, whatever, he's got to shape
your
it.
Your sides are way
exactly.
too,
They're
long.
Too long.
It's got to be short on sides, long in back. That's the mullet.
Wait a minute. Isn't it the entire back of your hair?
No,
or
that's
it's just a tiny.
That's just long hair. Oh. Like I've had hair past my shoulders before, but it was all one length, so it was not a mullet.
Short on the sides. And
right,
long
short
back.
On sides,
short
long
on the
in
sides,
back.
Long in the back. 10,000 mythical. You know, here's the thing with Jorge. So he bets mythical money, not on games, but on like
dares.
Things that we do around here. Like, for example, you made how much?
On the NFL. That's how I earn my money. On the NFL, betting on the NFL.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's
so, Bergman, he's got money on, like, me, whether
Lakers.
I paint my
oh,
face.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
got
yeah.
money on.
So, Jorge's outstanding bets are pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
$30,000 on Mason Knott at 195 in the Rams home opener, which
ding,
is not going to happen.
Ding, ding, ding.
$5,000 Mason won't paint his face.
Yeah.
And then another $30,000 that Mason will lose game of games. And now there's $10,000 that he's willing to give you if you go with a full mullet.
I got 300 and something.
Now, how long does he have to keep this mullet for, though?
Till after the first Rams game.
Let me make it really simple. I'm not doing it.
Let's scratch that one out.
You can't.
I didn't put it on.
I'm not taking
no
these
ticket.
Bets anymore from you. There's no. The window is closed. I'm not taking these bets from you anymore.
So does that mean that you would choose baldness over the mullet?
No, I just like the happy medium between the two. So, Andy, there was a gigantic NBA trade today. And everybody thought, oh, yeah, Donovan Mitchell, he's going to wind up with the Knicks. He's got
especially
Knicks written
the Knicks.
all over him. And today he got traded to Cleveland. And then there was, you know, because originally Donovan Mitchell was potentially part of a trade that would have brought us a couple of guys, and Westbrook becomes the – we facilitate as the third team. Now where does this stand? Donovan Mitchell goes to Cleveland. They send Colin Sexton
– Colin Sexton, Ochai Agbaji.
If you don't know him, then I don't know him.
Lauri Markkanen.
Yep.
Unprotected firsts from 2025, 2027, 2029, plus pick swaps in 2026 and 2028.
Wow.
Colin Sexton's part of a sign-in trade. Cavaliers getting Donovan Mitchell. The Lakers could theoretically still be in business with Utah, because now that Utah's in that full rebuild mode, they could be looking to move some of the pieces like Bojan Bogdanovic, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay, Mike Conley Jr., and a couple of those deals are not expiring. They're past this coming season.
Right.
Clarkson has an opt-in for 2023-2024 that I want to say is like $14 million. I'm guessing, pure guess, he'll opt in.
Right.
Mike Conley is only partially guaranteed for 2023-2024. But it's like a $15 million
guarantee.
But isn't
the better of these two options the Indiana option?
I think it is. Because none
basically, you've eliminated the three-team thing. It's just it would be Westbrook to Indiana for Hield, Miles Turner, and Daniel Tice, who's on a two-year
maybe
$18 million
maybe.
Contract.
Maybe. There had been some asks on Indiana's part for taking Tice, but that was also, too, they were asking for THT. That's obviously not an
obviously
option.
Not there
THT's
anymore.
In Utah. The potential advantage to the Utah flotsam and jetsam, like getting those side pieces, is you may not have to give up both of the picks. You could theoretically not give up either of them because you're cleaning Utah's books, or you could at least push to do that. That's certainly not a deal you would give up two firsts for.
Why am I feeling like it's much less likely that there's a Westbrook trade now than there was before the Donovan Mitchell trade?
I've been trying to prepare Laker fans for a while. I think there is a decent chance Russell Westbrook is going to be on the team come
fall. I think the odds are rising. Would you not say the odds are going up that he's going to be on the team?
The
Donovan Mitchell chip off the board, I think makes it much tougher for the Lakers
again,
to make
Lakers
a deal.
The Lakers can still help Utah clean some of those books, help, you know, buff out their supporting cast a little bit, but they no longer are needed with Westbrook to help facilitate Donovan Mitchell theoretically to
right.
the Knicks. This was always connected to the Knicks, and this is the most Knicksian thing ever.
It is.
since the last Nixon thing that was the most Nixon thing ever.
Yep.
I think Miles Turner is the best player the Lakers have been connected to, but that Indiana deal is the one where it seems more likely they have to, if not give up both those first-round picks unprotected, they're going to have to give up both, maybe one with some protections. So that those are all the things
you
consider.
Why do we care about the 27 pick and the 29 pick?
Because you can use them for assets to help improve the team. It's not about the players.
Oh, and it's not about those picks.
No,
it's about just having those picks.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, you're in a short window. You're in a short window now with LeBron at, you know, maybe just past peak. AD, you know, hopefully stays healthy. And all of a sudden you add a piece like Hield, who's a great shooter, or Turner, who's a great rim protector and a great defender, and you can see how the team gets closer to being, for example, a top 4 or 5 seed.
They get better. They definitely get better, but it's really a question of, we are cashing in everything we have for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, at least theoretically.
Right.
Does that make us good enough? Because otherwise we have no other avenues really for improving this team. Are there any odds that maybe if we hang on to at least one of those picks, we still will have more flexibility and more ability to make the team better in the LeBron era? Again, people need to understand this. This is not about drafting in 2027 or drafting in 2029.
You're saying it's just about having stuff that you can trade later.
To me, at least. I mean, I can't speak with 100% certainty about Rob Pelinka or Jeannie Buss or Kurt Rambis, how they feel about it. But I think the picks matter because the Lakers have so few assets. And this is not a team that is one move away from being, you know, one of the elite contenders. They need options. So if you're going to include both of those picks for Hield and Turner, you need to be really sure this puts us solidly in the mix.
We had some calls on that coming up because I think that's really interesting. But we promised you this today. Actually, you know, let's take some calls on that now. 877-710-ESPN. I think I would trade that entire package for Hield and Turner.
So Westbrook and two firsts.
Westbrook and two firsts. Sounds like you would not.
I probably would. I would try to put protections on one of the picks. I would try, if possible, to at least hedge my bets a little bit. Because honestly, Buddy Hield is not a great contract to be taking on to begin with.
He's a great shooter, man. You got LeBron surround him with shooters. He immediately becomes the best three-point shooter we got.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really say anything. Patrick Beverley
is currently
the best.
That's right. I know.
It's not a high bar to leap, Mace.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do much else other than shooting.
But in the end, if you've got a chance to get Hield and Turner, offload Westbrook, even if you have to give up those two picks, I do that in a second. I have no hesitation about that at all. Because if you tell me I've got Hield and Turner, and let's just say LeBron,
AD and Beverly
all give us 70 games. That's a top
it's
14.
It's a considerably better team than they had last year.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. We'll work some calls in there. Also coming up, we're going to do our love-hate list.
Oh, I got mine.
Do you have your love-hate list?
So
fantasy football is coming up. Next week is our draft. Me and Ireland have our draft on Tuesday night.
So mine's on Tuesday night as well.
I think it's a popular draft night, right? The night after Labor Day. Bergman, you don't play fantasy, but you've got a love-hate list. Hate list,
I do have a love hate list.
Excellent.
I like to help with it.
Jorge, you don't have a love hate list.
And I don't play fantasy football.
Yeah. Jorge's not a fantasy football guy. He just bets on whether or not I'm going to paint my face.
I like
real good
football.
Bets.
Yeah. We will.
Really good bets.
We'll do some love hate for the 2022 fantasy football season coming up. Mason in Ireland. Andy's in for John, 710 ESPN.
You want to bet you won't win fantasy football?